Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on a Tuesday morning and 74 degrees. President Trump issued a clemency for GOP operative Roger Stone after the court denied his request to put off the beginning of his sentence because of coronavirus. In an exclusive interview with Fox's Sean Hannity, Stone says the cards were stacked against him in his trial.
When you're up against the horrific and deep-pocketed resources of the federal government and these really sadistic, arrogant, politically motivated prosecutors, I had a biased judge, I had a stacked jury, I had a corrupt jury forewoman. As my friend Tucker Carlson said, my trial was over before it started.
U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson ordered the federal government to provide the court a copy of the president's order that commuted Stone's sentence. Stone was convicted in November 2019 on 7 counts of witness tampering, obstruction, and making false statements to Congress, and was sentenced to 3 years and 4 months in prison.
Sedgwick County health officials report 2,422 residents have been diagnosed with COVID-19 in the county. 28 residents have died. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports 20,058 COVID-19 cases across the state, an increase of more than 1,400 since Friday. The KDHE says 288 Kansas deaths have been linked to COVID-19.
Plans for reopening Wichita public schools still a week away from being released to Monday. The school board met to discuss some preliminary plans.
They include social distancing and limiting the number of people inside buildings. USD 259 Superintendent Alicia Thompson says the plan will be released on July 20th, but it could change before the school year begins.
July the 20th may not be the final because, again, we still have another cycle before school starts back up to determine whether or not we'll go with what we said on July the 20th.
Meanwhile, the governor will outline her plan to reopen schools statewide on Wednesday. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Despite alarming new surges in COVID-19 cases across the U.S., Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News he's hopeful about the battle on the local front.
It's pretty scary, but if we do it right, if people are wearing their masks, if we're taking this disease serious, then you know we have a shot at avoiding another shutdown and hopefully getting our kids back into school in the fall.
Whipple commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning show on KNSS.
A Wichita father has been formally charged now with murder in the drowning death of his 2-year-old son in a neighborhood swimming pool in South Wichita. 44-year-old William K. Kabutu faces a charge of first-degree felony murder and an alternative count of second-degree murder that alleges the death was unintended but occurred under reckless circumstances. He's also charged with 2 counts of aggravated child endangerment. Now, police allege Kabutu was intoxicated on July 7th when he took the 2-year-old and his 4-year-old brother to the pool and allowed the children to slip through the bars of a fence. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We have some weakening showers and a few thunderstorms tracking across south central Kansas. We become partly cloudy, hot and humid today, near 90 at noontime, 96 for the high with a southeast wind. Another round of thunderstorms late tonight, our low 72. Then a few storms will stick around early Wednesday, tomorrow's high 90. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now cloudy and 74 degrees. 6:34 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Taking a quick look at the KNSS Weather Center radar. Large area of showers, moderate to light showers now, streaming from north to south across right across the middle of the state. But Wichita's kind of a back end of a front that's moved through a large area of showers. Hutchinson, they're just moving to the east now. And west of Hutchinson, pretty much clear. West of Wichita, pretty much clear, all the way out through Kingman County. So the showers right now are on the turnpike. As you go into El Dorado and Augusta, or El Dorado up that way, you're going to get some showers up through Butler County and down around Arkansas City to the east of there. The turnpike now headed south. If you're going south on 35, it's clear down to the northern part of Oklahoma. Then you may see some showers down there. But that is pretty much the way it's going this morning. We've had a little rain in the area in Wichita, but it's rapidly moving out for now. Today is July 14th. On this date in 1980, the Republican National Convention opened in Detroit, where nominee apparent Ronald Reagan told a welcoming rally he and his supporters were determined to make America great again.
What do you think of that?
That sounds like a brand new slogan they had there, huh?
Reagan was doing that 40 years ago.
Well, he was before his time on that one. Ronald Reagan. A New Jersey woman survived a mile-long ride through a storm drain.
Ooh.
After a flash flood swept her and her car into the local drainage system.
Gosh.
Passaic, New Jersey, Fire Chief Patrick Trenticost says Nathalia Bruno of Newark tried to drive through deep and fast-moving water on July 6th when her car began to fill with water and float. Bruno escaped from the vehicle before it filled with water, but was also pulled into a brook that runs beneath the Passaic. Authorities say Bruno eventually was shot out of the drain into the Passaic River and swam across to the other side. She was taken to a hospital for treatment. It sounds like this woman was an accomplished swimmer, pretty good swimmer, and she survived this mile-long strip through a storm drain. Wow. And as we always say, you know, when the weather is, when we've got some flooding or possible flooding, we always try to tell you the same thing. The weather service always says the same thing. Just, you know, if you don't know how deep it is, don't go. Stay out of there because it doesn't take a lot of water to float a car or a vehicle. Yeah, she found out the hard way. A new study sheds light on just how efficiently the world's largest soaring bird rides air currents to stay aloft for hours without flapping its wings. The Andean condor has a wingspan stretching to 10 feet, weighs up to 33 pounds. A study published Monday in the Journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences showed that these birds spent just 1% of their time actually aloft flapping their wings, mostly during takeoff.
Too much energy.
Yeah, one condor flew more than 5 hours and covered more than 100 miles without flapping its wings.
Big bird. It's basically glider then.
Yeah, they know how to catch those air currents. Well, you can learn a lot from the condor about conserving energy. And, you know, there are a lot of people I know who just they don't want to flap their wings hardly at all to get where they want to go. Speaking of bird-like things and people who flap their wings and are real eggheads, how about Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities? Time for the update. Good morning, Tom.
What an intro.
I apologize. I'm sorry. I was kind of reaching there today, wasn't I? Sorry about that.
A little bit. That's okay. Well, several contracts Monday in the cattle complex traded above May's high, the highs that we made back in May, I should say. The close saw triple-digit gains for the feeders and mixed close for our live cattle. Now, last week, the five-area feed yard sold almost 108,600 head of cattle in the cash market and at a slightly higher price. Now, Kansas sold 33,000 head, and that was 40 cents higher than what we saw last week. The previous 6 weeks before were all priced lower. Lean hogs had two-sided trading yesterday and closed positive. On the close, August live cattle, 35 lower at 99.65. August feeders, $1.30 higher, 137.05. And August lean hogs, $1.40 higher, 51.27. Now, the managed money selling back on Friday carried through into yesterday's trading and negative closes for the wheat, corn, and soybean futures. Profit taking and weather improvement for the Corn Belt prompted selling from the managed accounts. The corn good to excellent rating dropped 2 points to 69%, and soybeans dropped 3 points down to 68%. We're seeing some strength in the markets at the moment. September KC wheat, 5 3/4 higher, 4.54 3/4. September corn's up one tick at 3.29. August soybeans, 3 cents higher at 8.77. August crude oil down 49 cents at 39.61. August gold, $16.50 lower at 1,797.70. September S&P, 13 points higher at 3,161. September dollar index, 3 cents lower at $96.37. In September Dow Jones futures, 152 points higher, 26,122. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
We've got, again, a little bit of band of showers moving across the central part of the state right now. Moving east of here. You get anything in Butler County at the moment, sir?
Not right at the moment. Yeah. We had some stuff earlier. Didn't amount to too much. Most of the sidewalks are starting to dry now.
Yeah, and as I looked at the radar this morning, it's going to the east and back to the west. It's pretty much nothing going on till clear out to Colorado right now. So.
Exactly. These little storms just keep popping up overnight.
Yeah, and then moving right on rapidly to the south and southeast and getting right out of the area. All right, you are now in Augusta, where, as I understand, the Augusta school has always had a very controversial mascot. Is that correct?
Not in my opinion, but whatever.
What is the mascot over there?
We're the, man, you just made me go blank right now.
Orioles?
The Orioles, yeah.
Orioles, yes, thank you.
I know more about it than you do.
Well, you got talking about birds earlier and got me confused.
Oh, well, you know, like I say, when you get talking about soaring condors.
Exactly.
The Oriole is
not. I don't think our mascot's all that controversial.
I don't think so at all. I mean, except that it might be kind of a mamby-pamby one. I mean, really. Our mascot, where I went to school, was a big guy with muscles and a coonskin cap on. You know, and he had a gun too. I think they took the Ted. Didn't they take the gun out of our logo at West a few years ago? I think they did.
You're the alumnus. Don't ask me.
The pioneers, you know. But our cheer.
I went to two different high schools, and my first 2 years, our mascot was an Indian. Yeah. My last 2 years was a Wildcat.
Well, see, Wildcat's safe, and the Indian not anymore, I guess, huh?
That's exactly right. Hmm.
Why not the Pioneer? What's more white privilege than that?
No kidding.
Wiping out the entire continent,
no
by
kidding.
Exploring.
A bunch of genocidal maniacs there. taking over this country from the... See, that's probably more controversial, I would think, to a Native American to have the Pioneers. These Western European people taking over the continent, huh? There's controversy wherever you go, okay?
Just makes you wonder where it's going to stop.
No, it's never going to stop. I've got a dozen of St. Shelley's chocolate chip cookies right here.
Mm.
And I think that's one thing Ted and I are going to agree on. They're tasty. Right? Tom, avoid all controversy.
I'll do my best.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. Tom left with the commodities update here on KNSS. 6:42, Steve and Ted coming up. We've got Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, Medicare affecting Social Security. Don's going to tell us about it on the way. Steve and Ted's Morning on KNSS.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.